Boys and girls, were you listening to why Joseph had to leave his home with Mary up there in Nazareth and travel for many days, maybe 4 or 5 days, to go to Bethlehem and be enrolled in the census? The reason was, as the gospel tells us, that Joseph was of the house and the family of David. And Bethlehem is the city of David. The Roman emperor did not want to miss a single person when he counted his population. He wanted to make sure that everybody got counted. And the easiest way for him to do that was to make everyone to go back to their own hometown, the place where their family came from. What about you, girls and boys? If there were a census today, do you know where you would go to be counted? Do you know where your family came from? Do you know whose house and family you belong to? Of course you do. You belong to your mom and your dad's house and family. But don't you belong to somebody else's family also? Who else's family do you belong to? Who else besides your mom and dad? Whose family do you belong to? You belong to Jesus' family, don't you? When did you become part of Jesus' family? At your baptism. You probably don't remember it, but when your mom and dad brought you to church to be baptized, before the priest poured water on your head, he did something else. He traced the sign of the cross on your forehead, and he said, "I claim you for Christ." Ever since that moment, you have belonged to two families, the family of your mom and dad and the family of Jesus. Do you remember when I explained what a census was before I read the gospel? Remember I said the Roman emperor did not just want to count the people, he wanted to know who he could count on. It's the same in your family. Your mom and your dad want to know if they can count on you to be good, to help out at home, to try your best at school, to be kind to your friends. But that's only one of your families. You also belong to Jesus' family. And Jesus also wants to know if he can count on you. When Jesus lived on the earth, he spent his whole life trying to make people happy. When they were sick, he made them better. When they were sad, he tried to comfort them. Jesus wants to know tonight if he can count on you to help other people. The gospel this afternoon talks about when Jesus was just a tiny baby, just born. You've probably seen little babies lots of times. You already know how helpless they are. They cannot do anything for themselves. Somebody else has to feed them and bathe them and dress them. Jesus was like that too when he was a baby. But you know, in a sense, Jesus is still like that. Jesus is in heaven, and the people who need help the most are here on earth. There's lots of them right here in church. People who need help. Maybe there are even people in your family who need help. People who are sad or people who are sick. If Jesus were here on earth today, he tried to let them know how much he loves them. There are sick people here too. If Jesus were here with us, he tried to help them to feel better however he could. There are many poor people who live all around our city. If Jesus were still here on earth, he'd see what he could do to make their life a little better. But Jesus is not here. At least he's not here walking around with us today. But you are here, and you are part of Jesus' family. Jesus doesn't just want to count you as part of his family. He wants to know if he can count on you to do the things that he cannot do. You know, when somebody has a birthday, usually their friends and their family give them presents. It's Jesus' birthday tomorrow. Do you know what the best present that you could give to Jesus? It would be if, when you say your prayers before going to sleep tonight, you would tell Jesus how happy you are to be in His family. And if you would say to Him, Jesus, you can count on me to be good and kind and loving and helpful to all the people who need my help. That's the only present that Jesus wants from you. Do you think you can do that tonight? Girls and boys, do you think you can say that little prayer tonight? Maybe you could practice it with me right now. Say it with me. Jesus, I am happy to be part of your family. Jesus, you can count on me to be kind and helpful to all the people who need me. I said that these remarks were for the children. There are many of you here who also need to hear those remarks. Jesus doesn't want to just count you here in church tonight. Jesus wants to know if He can count on you. And one of the most awesome tasks that He has given you, mothers and fathers, is the care and education, formation in the faith of these children. And Jesus wants to know, moms and dads, can I count on you to do this awesome work of making disciples for me in the world? And so I would ask you, moms and dads, before you go to sleep tonight, tell Jesus how happy you are to be in His family, and tell Jesus, Jesus, you can count on me. Can you practice that with me now? Jesus, you can count on me.